Welcome back for another episode of the Nice Job Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Hill. Episode 71 is the second part of our last episode in which I talked to one of the co-founders of Orange Window Cleaning. If you didn't listen to that episode, I invite you to go back. There's not much that you'll miss out in a sense of understanding episode 71, but to get the full complement of these gentlemen's story, I invite you to listen to both episodes. But for now, let's see who's going to join me here in episode 71.
Hi, I'm Sergio Selesky.
Sergio, we've been expecting you. So tell us a little bit about the story you're going to tell today.
And I went into business with my best friend, but not because he was my best friend.
All right, let's dive into it. My conversation with Sergio Selesky. We're talking back to back with some partners in business, and we're going to kind of dive into that brain and learn what they're about. But I'm excited for the opportunity to talk to the other half. We talked to his partner a bit earlier, but it is the co-founder of Orange Window Cleaning. It is Sergio Selesky. Sergio, thank you so much for joining us here on the Nice Job Podcast.
Yeah, excited to be here, Sean.
And so we just had Johnny Robinson, your partner as well, business partner, also the co-founder. We talked a little bit about kind of where he was coming from, part of his drive, kind of how things kind of came together. But we really didn't talk about how you two ended up connecting. So I think that's probably the most natural place for us to start. Can you take us back to the earliest moments of the partnership that has become both Orange Window Cleaning, but between Johnny and yourself?
Yeah, so we met way back in middle school. We were actually the two shortest guys in the class and coincidentally had the same sweater. So it was just natural that we became best friends, and we just stayed best friends. And then closer to around college, we decided that we wanted to start a business. So naturally, we started looking at different ideas and stumbled upon window cleaning, super random. But then it was a perfect opportunity because it was low startup cost and we can just get started today. So we just ran with that idea and it turned into a great business for us.
So when we talked to Johnny, he talked about not being kind of the grade school hustler, right? He wasn't, selling candy or selling pencils on the side there. Did you have that streak in you, or is that something that you kind of developed over time?
Yeah, so similar to Johnny, I was not that way. I always thought that getting an education and going into some kind of job that needed a degree was probably the best path to wealth. So I do have a degree in civil engineering, and that's what I was originally planning to do. But when I went into the corporate world, it wasn't exactly for me, especially after starting the window cleaning business. It's really hard to go from being a business owner to then going into being a corporate employee. So I came back to the window cleaning business, and yeah.
So you guys are friends, obviously, you're staying in contact throughout high school, I'm sure through, university and college as well. Did this plan formulate together, or did one of you pitch the other about going into co-founding a window cleaning business, or at least going into a business venture?
Yeah, so Johnny was the one that sparked the idea because he had just found out that you don't need a degree to start a business. So he got the wheels turning and he was thinking, what if we just started a business right now? And I was in a position where I was trying to get a job during college to help myself get through college, and I couldn't get a job for the life of me. Like, I couldn't get a job at McDonald's, at Arby's, at just anywhere. Like, I just couldn't get a job and I was tired of it, tired of filling out the application. So I was like, let's do it. Let's start a business.
And so as he brings this idea to you, was there qualifiers from either you or him of, okay, we can do this if this is the case, or we can do it if we split things this way, or if you're in charge of this, I'm in charge of that? I would love to dive into what that pitch sounded like, and if there was anything that really, were you on board immediately? Like, Johnny, you're my guy, let's do it. Or was there things that you wanted to make sure were in place? Because when you talk a bit about, the corporate, the degree-driven fields and that sort of nature, the one thing that they kind of have is this system already built, right? Like, it's you get your entry level, maybe you get promoted up, then you got to go sign something. But when you're starting a business, what type of business it is, how you're going to run it, how you're going to market it, how you're going to, you know, take your profits, where you're going to reinvest in, how you're going to diversify. Those are all things that go into a business plan. So going back to step one, before we dive into that, when Johnny started making that pitch, hey, we should go into business together, was there anything that you wanted qualified before you agreed to go in with him?
To be honest, being 19 years old, I think there was a bit of naiveness there, you know, and ignorance, because we didn't have a business plan. We didn't really separate the roles from day one. We just kind of trusted each other, being best friends, and thought that this would be a fun way to experience being a business owner and make some money. So the vision from day one wasn't always to, you know, grow a reputable brand and have like a service business that is doing seven figures and maybe being the best in Orange County, California. But, you know, it developed into that over time, but it definitely wasn't how we viewed it day one. It was more just to make money today.
And you, before we start recording, clarified, or not clarified, but you identified yourself as kind of the operations guy of the whole system. Yep. Did those roles naturally come about, or did you kind of experiment on both sides?
Yeah, so like day one, we were both pitching. We were both the ones like selling the jobs, because it was just a lot of trial and error. You know, we found, I don't know if you're familiar with like Luke the Window Cleaner, Keith Kalfas, you know, all those guys, we found them on YouTube. So we would just watch YouTube videos and implement things that we learned from there. And yeah, it just kind of happened naturally that he's more of like the sales oriented person. And then I was more of like the operator, because I, coming from an engineering background, I have more of like the analytical approach to things. So it was like natural for me to just think of ways to do things better, more efficiently, like from an operations standpoint. So we came to a point where we realized that we should divide and conquer is what we call it. So he was more sales and marketing. I was more operations and, you know, making sure things run smoothly. And we trusted each other in that way, where if, you know, if we had a conflicting view on say marketing, like I would trust him at the end of the day. So even if I didn't agree with him, I would say, you know, it's completely up to you though. So having those boundaries and respecting that, I think, is really important to having a healthy partnership. You know, we have our disagreements, but at the end of the day, we still trust each other to make those decisions.
Now, I don't want to turn this into a daytime talk show and be like, hey, how do you guys deal with those disagreements, you know, and go for a little bit of the drama. But yeah, what I am interested in is, it seems like you guys have a good fit kind of based on background, stuff like that. But we talked with Johnny about kind of going through COVID and a couple of those other things when, you know, it really wasn't, you know, this gold-plated pathway for you guys. There was obviously a little bit of a struggle. Was there a system that you guys kind of put in place to be able to objectively look at things? Because while you trust one another, obviously, it's with things being so hand in hand that the sales and marketing is not there, obviously you're not going to get enough you know, jobs to really kind of keep things moving. But if job performance isn't good, it makes it really hard from the reputation marketing standpoint, obviously, as you know, with us, to really kind of get more. How do you guys make sure to, I'm assuming, first objectively look at something, and then as you start to investigate, find out perhaps who to trust to make the ultimate decision?
Yeah, that's a good question. So are you kind of asking, like, if the jobs weren't coming in, would I, like, blame him for it type of thing?
Or? No, that would be, like, the daytime talk show route. I guess okay. To clarify is that, you know what, you always will trust kind of one another, but I think trust also is proven over time, right? So you guys have been friends for a long time. You would definitely be like, all right, well, he knows what type of TV shows I like. He knows what type of movies I like. But you guys have also been in business, you know, just a couple of years. I would say, as someone, if you feel like you're handling your side of the business, if the other person kind of falters, how do you objectively look at those sort of things? Because I think if you started coming in and said, hey, Johnny, this is wrong, I know I've trusted you before, but I think I'm right on this one, how can you make sure that that is heard and doesn't seem like conflict? So how do you have great discussion without it just turning into constant butting heads? Mm.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a really good question. So I think constructive criticism, being able to give it out and also receive it is important. So just coming from like good communication and understanding is really important when having a partnership. So I mean there has been times where, like it didn't come out the right way and there was arguments, but then at the end of the day, then we realized that we shouldn't handle it that way. We should be able to, communicate those things and not take it so personally and maybe not like blame people so much. But like ownership is a big thing with us. So, we try to keep each other accountable and looking at things objectively. Like if we do have a, like some point that we want to express, like say I don't agree with something, I'm going to try to make the best argument possible, not from like a pointing fingers perspective, but more like, well, these like pieces of evidence show like maybe this guy over here is doing this marketing tactic and I've seen it work for this guy and another guy, so maybe we should try it out. So like just try to come at it from more of like a, like you said, objective rather than personal.
So, do you have any system in place or like regular meetings to discuss things like that?
So we have monthly, we have monthly meetings that are for P&Ls. So that's when we'll kind of like take an overview look of the business and see like where are we spending all of our money, how like are we meeting our goals with revenue, with profit, and things like that. And then I mean just like on a daily basis, we're always kind of like throwing ideas back and forth and talking on a regular basis. So I mean things kind of get out that way too. So.
Yeah. So, how big is Orange Window Cleaning, the team now? How have you guys expanded, tech-wise, or have you guys brought in salesmen and specifically? Talk a little bit about the growth of the company thus far.
Yeah, so I mean, going back, our first year where it was like very side hustle-ish, I mean, that summer I think we did maybe around like 5,000. Then the next summer, took it a little more serious. We did about 40,000. And then I feel like I'm forgetting a year, but basically after 40,000, we went to 200,000 last year. And then this year we're on pace to do around like 500,000 to 600,000. So I mean we've been with a team as big as 7 technicians, but we're also switched over to a subcontractor model now. So we actually don't have any in-house technicians, but we have currently four subcontractors that we have regular work for. So, and then we have an office admin as well, and a VA. So.
Okay, yeah, and so it's a pretty I don't want to say classic setup in that sort of regard, but it's a lot of I'd say the newer model that we're starting to see. You talked a little bit about learning some of the business elements or kind of at least getting inspired from YouTube, the Keith Kalfas's, the things like that. I asked Johnny if he felt sort of an obligation to return if you guys got really successful to kind of start your own channel or something like that to try to inspire the next level after that. And he said he didn't really feel kind of the obligation, but he always felt that that you both would try to share your knowledge and kind of be transparent. But I wonder if you have gotten to a point where, having graduated with a degree, gone through what is traditionally seen as that classic sort of pathway, do you feel you're now almost even a stronger advocate to not doing that, going through that? You talked about not being able to get a job at McDonald's and Arby's, but becoming a business owner. Do you think that there should be more of a greater push from a society standpoint to really highlight these opportunities that aren't degree-based, that are be your own boss, that are business building?
Yeah, I definitely think it is becoming more popular that people are starting to see entrepreneurship and being a business owner as a path. And I think it's very like context based. So from my personal experience, I actually had the opportunity to go to college for free because I came from low income. So, I was able to be subsidized for the loans that I got to go to school. So I always seen that even after I started my business, I always seen like, I'm going to see this through and still get my degree because why not? You know, it's an opportunity to have a degree. So I think a degree is still very useful. Going to college is still useful for networking. But, you know, school is not for everybody. And there's so much like value and information on the internet. Like, we learned how to build a window cleaning business from the internet. Like, I didn't take a class in college on how to do that. So, you know, there's so many courses out there that you can, like, a course that teaches you step by step how to build the type of business would be like $500. And going to college is, you know, $50,000. So it's like, there's like a big gap right there.
A couple episodes ago, we had Sid Graff on, who I respectfully, Sid, you know, is an older generation than both of you and Johnny there. But he talked about, you know, when he was starting, I think back in 93 is when he said there wasn't much resources. And now there's such an abundance of resources out there, you know, internet, things like that. There's ebooks and things of that nature. And it's exciting to hear, you know, men like yourself and Johnny diving in and taking that initiative to try to find something that hopefully can kind of build you guys a bit of a better future and keep you guys in control. As you go forward, it's hard to really project in that sense. But if you, Johnny, talked about, you know, kind of consistently being in business throughout the long term, or perhaps once you guys get a footing, perhaps looking at solo ventures. It's almost like a question you'd ask a band, right? You're going to be a band for new solo albums. But when you look at your particular goals versus the company goals, how much do they align? How much have you built in? You know what? We're hoping to build ourselves opportunities to try other things.
Yeah, so, I mean, we both have had opportunities outside of our, like, main business. But at the same time, we both really like working together because we have that relationship where I can always count on him to get the sales, and he can always count on me to get things done to make sure that, you know, things run good. So, you know, since we have that relationship, we just kind of like naturally, I don't know, it wasn't really said, but I think we are going to just keep going into business ventures together.
I got to ask just for fun. Is there a third friend that you guys have that just isn't business savvy and, you know, wants to be a part of it, but you're like, no, not so much?
I mean, yeah, I think we've had like a few people like outside of like our small sphere, like try to like get into the business, or I don't know. I mean, we're always open to helping people, but, you know, you don't really need more people in the business as far as, you know, running the whole thing, but.
Well, I ask that kind of for fun because sometimes when you hear about friends that get together, you do often hear the story of like, yeah, then like, you know, our third college roommate was like, hey, look like you guys are doing good. It's like, you know, we kind of got our thing here. It became us for a reason. I want to ask you, Sergio, the same question I've asked all the guests in season 3, including your partner there, Johnny. And we're kind of comparing and contrasting the answers, but feel free to take it, you know, the answer, both either the personal or the business side. But I want to know from you, Sergio, which do you embrace more, challenges or opportunities?
It's a good question. I think it's opportunities because there's just so much opportunity, like, everywhere. Like, once you become a business owner, you become really opportunity driven and you're always looking at different opportunities. And it's honestly hard not to get distracted because there's so many things you can be doing. But I love being able to take an opportunity and really capitalize on it. So, you know, two different people can take the same opportunity, but like one does it better. So being able to do it the best is really fulfilling to me. So.
Well, I appreciate that answer a lot. I love, honestly, getting to hear both you and Johnny. You guys, I think, both identified as opportunity-driven, and it sounds like you guys are making the most of your opportunities within your partnership thus far. If someone's listening to this particular episode, you know, or the episode from both of you guys, and wants to get in touch and figure out, Sergio, you know, you, what you're up to, what you're doing, or just trying to connect in some way, where should we direct them towards?
So you guys can find me on Twitter. That's probably where I'm the most active. And it's just my name, Sergio Selesky. So that's probably the best place to reach me at. You can, you know, at me or direct message me. I'll, I'll reply.
Awesome. Well, Sergio, thank you so much, both you and Johnny, but you in particular for taking the time out. And I know we connected a while back, and I'm glad we're finally able to make this happen. But really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem, Sean. It was a pleasure. And, you know, since we are on the Nice Job podcast, I would recommend anybody to get Nice Job, the software. It's been huge for us. You know, we've really exploded our review count since we got them. So
I want to make it very clear that we do not tell our guests to shout out Nice Job. It all happens organically. We appreciate the kind words and looking forward to continue to help you get that reputation you deserve. But Sergio, thanks again, my friend.
Yeah, no problem.
So that'll wrap up this two-part episode, both episodes 70 and 71. I hope you enjoyed them, talking to both Johnny and Sergio. Some bright young men there that I think have a great future ahead of them, not just in home services. I think they're really going to make an impact on their local world as well. As for you, I appreciate you tuning in here to the Nice Job podcast. We're getting towards the end of season 3. We're actually going to wrap up this season on December 30th. Before then, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave us a review on any podcast platform. You also can send us an email, podcast@nicejob.com. And I hope you've been taking advantage of our special offer. If you're listening to this before the end of December 3rd, hop on that Cyber Week sale as well. Well, until next time, I'm Sean Hill, your host. I hope you're being healthy. I hope you're being safe. And don't forget to have a little fun out there as well. Take care.